as those of you that got my meeting over last week know that she prefers to speak in a small group rather than a large group, and she's nominated me to share these reflections. If, as I'm doing so, she thinks I need to be publicly corrected.
No, that's not what I said, sweetie.
For example, she said that she feels very free to do so.
No, see, I've got to correct that. No, just that if anybody wants to sort of raise anything with me in relation to what Dave's reading out, I'm more than happy to do that. But, yeah.
What she says.
Yeah.
Okay, to begin with, we'd really like to say thanks for the invitation to spend this time with you. It was a privilege to get to know you and a privilege to begin to sense, get a bit of a sense of the courteous and hospitable and respectful quality of your community. Mm. I've said to a couple of people today who've asked me how it's been over the week, and I said, what's really lovely now is coming to you, one of your gatherings like this, and being able to recognise faces and names and remember stories and have a sense of familiarity, a growing sense of family, and we've really felt welcome. That stands in stark contrast to many churches where I've been, where when I speak, a third of the people walk out, or they pick up my books at the door, but tear them into little pieces, denounce them as words of the devil, and no one will speak to me. So you have been very kind. In fact, my dear friend Ross promised that today he would try to be nice to me, and I would like to affirm him for his affirmation.
I've tried.
We had a bit of a talk about how challenging it was to be nice to me, and he said he'd prefer to light a candle for me rather than actually have to be nice to me all day. But anyway, I appreciate the effort, Ross. Now, we thought it might be helpful to give you a little bit of feedback about what we've seen and heard, about your church gatherings and groups, but also about the other groups that you've encouraged us to engage. So first of all about your church gatherings and groups. So it's a pleasure to be with you in your Sunday gatherings, and particularly to see the very inclusive, interactive, participatory way that you engage with one another. It was lovely to witness what happened when we created space for conversations last Sunday. And during the walk week, as we've talked to people about that experience, people have said that they found those open space conversations inspiring and exciting and encouraging. That was a beautiful thing to participate in. It was a pleasure to be with the group who gathered last Saturday to consider how you might connect more with your own local community. And we noticed that what became apparent is that people were a lot more connected than other people realised. But because they were connected in low-profile, informal personal initiatives rather than high-profile, formal church programs, it was easy to overlook that. But as people began to become aware of the way people were connecting with people, people were inspired to do that more, and inspired to think about ways in which the church might support more of those initiatives. It was also a particular pleasure to be with the Wiggly Woo crew during the week, and we were struck, like anybody who visits Wiggly Woo, by the quality and the energy and the creativity of the program. And the squeals of pure delight and the grins of sheer joy on the faces of everyone, parents, children, leaders and onlookers alike. And as long as that innocent delight continues to animate that group, I think it will go on forever and ever.
You know.
That's right.
You got yourself a plane.
She's in the
can't you imagine that? Oh, I can see that happening. When we gathered for lunch afterwards, we talked about involvement in Wiggly Woo, and people really talked about just what a joy it was to be involved with it. I mean, if we're looking for signs of spirit, obviously that's where it's happening. And it seemed to me that, as we talked about it too, that people realised how significant it was as a point for making connections with people in the local community. Because the people that are there obviously have made lots and lots of connections. And I thought, you know, if there's more people that could just turn up and participate in it, it's a wonderful place to make connections with people in the local community. Though we need to say clearly, and this is what we discussed over lunch too, that it's a place to make connections, not for proselytisation. That's really important that it is what it is, and it's not, you know, taken and turned into something other than that. It was a pleasure to meet with the elders during the week and with some of the young adults during the week. Ange and I were very impressed with the conversations conducted by the elders, and we thought they beautifully embodied and modelled the courteous, hospitable and respectful qualities of the culture you want to create in the community. Without betraying any confidences, we can say that one of the things we talked about was pastoral care. And we suggested that they might like to consider a place to belong strategy for developing circles of support around people who feel the need of greater ongoing pastoral support. And we've made some suggestions about how those connections could happen. We'll also pass along a paper using the Trinitarian frameworks we've discussed as a community development approach to pastoral care. And I've already passed those on to Michael and Lyndon to pass on to the elders. It was also a pleasure to meet with some of the young adults during the week, and we, I must say, were as impressed with the young adults as we were with the elders. I mean, they embodied the same courteous, hospitable, respectful qualities as the elders were modelling. And those conversations were just very impressive. And without betraying any confidences, we can say that one of the things that we talked about was faith development. And they said that they found it interesting to interview people and to listen and learn from their faith life journeys. And that was a way that was really significant for them. And we'd encourage you to think about ways to do that more. We also passed out flyers to a two-week live-in community orientation course that we run in Brisbane that would give them the opportunity to kind of come for 2 weeks and participate in our faith life journey. So we gave out those kind of invitations for people to consider maybe coming to stay with us for a couple of weeks. We also met with Peter and Tony and Claire about teaching and learning, and that was a really difficult time for Claire because her son Eden was feeling unwell, and that was pretty tough to have a conversation together in those circumstances. But we did have a conversation about oral and written communication and the possibilities of developing special groups for people with greater cognitive needs to engage theology. So rather than actually communicate all that content through the church on a Sunday morning in a way that's too heavy for people to cope with, create groups where people can explore more in depth some theological issues like the theology of atonement that they may want to consider, which is something that Tony and I talked about. Other groups you encouraged us to engage. It was a pleasure to meet with people in the Lockridge community. We met with Steve and Erica and Gary and Tanya, and it gave us an opportunity to discuss the challenges that they face in their community. Most of what we discussed was confidential, but what we can say is that they really value their relationship with and the support from Mount Hawthorn Community Church. And they really feel that it's a model of the way that Mount Hawthorn Community Church can actually support and resource other community endeavours like theirs around Perth. It was a pleasure to meet with the people in Hilton community. We met with Clint and Michelle and their friends, and we had a great discussion about intentional community in their locality, and they came on Saturday to explore their relationship with Mount Hawthorn Community Church. And it was a pleasure to meet with the people from Forestdale community. We met with Jay and Asher and their friends, and we also had a great discussion about intentional Christian community in their locality. And some of them came on Saturday to explore their relationship with Mount Hawthorn Community Church. It was a pleasure too to meet people in Scripture Union who were involved in community mission, and we explored the distinctives and dynamics of Christian community development. And one of them came on Saturday to explore their relationship with Mount Hawthorn Community Church. Last but not least was that great event that we had yesterday that Ian and Steve organised on behalf of Mount Hawthorn Community Church to host a meeting of 30 plus people for about 5 hours. Well, how many people do you think were there?
35
people. And they came from a whole range of different groups. And but they were interested on how they can develop intentional Christian community initiatives in their locality. And there was just a sense of excitement, wasn't there, in that gathering. And they were thrilled to be able to meet each other and meet people from your church. As a result of that conversation, there was a strong consensus from the group that they would like to meet regularly, maybe 3 times a year, and they would like the opportunity to share stories and explore common interests. And I have every reason to believe that that will roll out, and that may in fact end up being one of the more significant roles that Mount Hawthorn Community Church will make a contribution to community development in Perth. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you and you for your support for us and for the opportunity you provided for us to participate and contribute in these significant conversations. We are very encouraged by the quality of your community life together and your capacity to support other community groups around the world. And my dear wife, who is not prone to give out compliments readily or easily,
when will you learn?
Constantly was saying to me how impressed she was with the quality of conversations that she had with people in this community.
It's true.
It's true. And as some of you may have noticed, getting a tick from Ange is not something I've always been able to achieve. So to get a tick of approval from Ange is a very significant achievement and a very significant affirmation. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just that I enjoyed it very much and felt encouraged by it and feel like you guys are doing real good. I really liked it.
Thank you very much. By the way, I can send this as a summary.
Now, I'm sure that's provoked a whole lot of questions that you're not going to get the chance to ask right now, so all sit on it and just see. Looks like
I had another pompous comment ready.
And has Lee got the cutting response ready?
What we want to do now is get reflections from as many people here who would like to give and participate. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to go around the circle. If you've got the microphone and you wish to say something, please say it. I encourage for you to speak from the heart, that it's about something that has touched you. It might be something you're still puzzling over, whatever. It will not be then a time for people to respond to that, but merely for us to listen. We may respond silently, but this is a time for listening. If when the microphone comes to you and you do not, if someone is holding the microphone no one else can speak. Right, that's the rules, okay? A bit like a talking stick, but it's a microphone. So no one else can speak at that point. It's not a time for discussion or interaction. If the microphone comes to you and you do not wish to speak, that is entirely fine, and that is your choice. Please feel free to just say amen and pass it on, or just pass it on. Once we've gone around the circle once, there will be a chance for those people who passed the first time round, if something has come to mind that they now wish to share, that opportunity will be given to you. So if you've passed the first time because you couldn't think of it when that microphone was there, you will get a second go at it. If you've already contributed, there will not be a second go because we are trying to finish this particular bit by 2 o'clock. So in order for everyone to have the opportunity to speak, we ask that you do be disciplined about how long you take to say something. I know this is tricky, and if things are going on too long, I do have my chimes here, which I'm hoping not to use, but don't take it personally. If I do use them, it will not be a reflection on the quality of what you're saying. It will just be in my role as a facilitator of me watching the time management, which is not